Amanda Egloff is the technical director of the Foundry Theater at Antioch College, but she's so much more than that. As technical director, she coordinates the resources of the Foundry to help the community create art. But the most significant part of her job is working with students.
Yeah, I work with the students a lot. I joke that we are pretty much entirely run by students. to a pretty extreme extent sometimes. But there's sort of a social imperative to give students the tools they need to help tell that story, right?
Since she started working at Antioch College, Amanda has had to wear many hats to ensure that the Foundry Theater is a resource for the college and the village. Here, Amanda describes her role at the Foundry.
There's so many things I do here that I've really just started thinking of myself as a person who facilitates art making. Whether that means on any particular day that I am building scenery, or I'm hanging lights, or I'm doing sound, or I'm talking with a community group and trying to develop a partnership model, or I'm executing a rental contract, or I'm teaching a class, or I'm giving an interview to a student. It's all sort of facilitating the mission of the Foundry, and I'm the main person here who does that.
In her final words, Amanda shares a vision she has for the Foundry.
But for me, I mean, it's we've done a lot, and I've really enjoyed not having to be the only one doing all the things anymore.
Mm-hmm. I've seen you when you were like, I have a whole class of people doing stuff.
I know, like it's so it's really exciting, like what. You know, when you talk about, and maybe this is jumping ahead, but like where we want to be.
No, it's not jumping ahead.
When we have days in the theater, like we did, I came in here, I guess like a week ago, maybe, and one of Juan C's classes in the back is, it sounds like they're having a party, but they're just having like regular class, but they're all working on different projects, mm-hmm. and they've got the coffee maker going, and mm-hmm. There's laughter, and you know people are making art, and then you go to a different part of the building, and Louise's class is in there, and they're working on their show, and you know, and they're working through this art, and Frank's in there, and he's working on the lighting with them, and they're having conversations about timing and feelings and. And then you walk back into the shop, and Iris is back there working on the chairs for Global Seminar, and Kumar is in there in his studio painting, and the whole building is alive.